This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. I am delighted to introduce my guest, Brooke Shields. She's here to talk about her role as brand ambassador for Prospect Pet. Hi, Brooke. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, before we jump in, I was curious about what fur babies actually share your life right now.
Right now, I just have one fur daughter. Her name is Toosie. She's 2 years and a couple months. And she's an American Staffy with something else. And she basically is destruction in a dog. Anything and everything. And she's eaten walls. She's eaten pens. She eats. But you know what? When she sleeps with me, I sleep like a baby.
Oh, I tell you, that's hilarious. We've always had dogs and cats, and they each bring something special to all of our lives. And, you know, it's unfortunate they don't live as long as we'd like them to. But let's jump into Prospect Pet. You know, let's talk about how long they've been around and what led you to lend your celebrity status to the company.
Well, I was lucky enough, just by chance, mutual friends, to be introduced to Prospect Pet, which started, you know, it actually began on a farm in Maine, and I got to know the sort of main founders of the company, and I got to talking to them and really started getting interested in the education and being educated about what we put in our pets' bodies and what we put on our pets' bodies, you know, and we don't really, they deserve the same type of consciousness and that we now are starting to really focus on for ourselves. And so I just loved the DNA of Prospect Pet, and I really wanted to align myself with them to be able to get the message out of the importance of really protecting and taking care of your pet the way they deserve to be taken care of, you know. And I've had dogs that have had hip problems and joint problems, and I've had dogs that have had terrible things, problems with their skin. And, you know, I wished I had known that Prospect Pet, I wished it had been around when I had my earlier dogs, because I think it would have given them a lot of comfort and protection.
Yeah, that's so true. There are so many products out there, and we do get some misinformation, I'm sure. So what is it about Prospect Pet? What sets them apart? What makes them different?
I think it's because they're focusing on their belief in transparency, their focus on clean ingredients, you know, even down to the paper packaging. You know, it comes from responsibly managed forests. Like, it's they've taken every element and they've really looked at how to be the most conscious and responsible and stand by their message. You know, so I think that to have something that's really transparently sourced, not just ingredient wise, you know, that something that's eco-friendly as well, like as clinically supporting joint health or coat, you know, their skin health. And so there's so many different things that I think they represent that is not the way I grew up knowing how to take care of a pet.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm looking at your website, prospectpet.com, and I see that there are three products on there right now. Can you tell us a little bit about each one of those and what the benefits that might be?
So when I first met them, there's a skin and coat health booster, which is salmon oil predominantly. It's got omega-3, so it's really good for their skin and their coat. Salmon oil is it's just a really important thing, and you don't realize how nourishing it is, and it can reduce their itching and scratching. And so that's, you know, it's that to me has been really great, because we're in New York And Tuzi, she was itching a lot, and her skin was more dry, and so this has really helped boost that. I had we had a bulldog once who had bad problems with her hips and joints. So the other product is the hip and joint mobility booster, which has been really, really important for Tuzi. I would have loved it for Darla, and for Pepper, my past pups. But that type of mobility, we're being proactive now and being able to give this on her food, and it's been really important. The thing that I use, well, I put them on her food. I do two pumps every day. I alternate, but the paw protector is really what I have found is an annual. Like, it just in the winter, it's great for her paws because, the cement streets in New York City, and then the salt that they put on the snow, that gets into their paws and it irritates them, and then they, lick them, and then they get raw. And so the paw protector has been really important, and it's edible. Like, there's no beeswax in it. It helps soothe them. It helps if she has like any rough spots. It helps that if there's any like abrasions or cuts, it's emollient, so it's really good for that. So that's what I use every day. And now I bring out the little jar, and she just puts her paw.
That's so cute.
That's her other paw. And then
That's
she
so cute.
goes down for a belly rub, and then I get the feet.
That's so cute. That's one for sure I want to try with my little dog Honey, because we're out here and there's a little bit of snow from time to time, so I think that'd be good for her. But before I let you go, is there anything else you want to talk to us about? Is there any new products coming out?
We are definitely creating new products right now. We just have these three. We are in development now, and the process of developing these things, we're working with a vet who's reviewing all the ingredients, and all of that is important. What we stand for is transparency, so we want to make sure that every new product has the same level of consciousness. So that's that we are in the process, and I'm constantly thinking of things that to even improve on what is already quite a wonderful product.
That's exciting. Well, be sure to let us know. Keep us in the loop. And I want to thank you so very much for taking your time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And enjoy the beautiful area you live in.
I appreciate it. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Brooke Shields. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.